As an owner of WordPress websites, I have been wondering if I can add more crypto functionalities to it. Of course, we have been accepting payments by crypto for a few years now, but my question really was, can I add smart contracts, my own tokens? Can I release my own ERC-20 or maybe create my own NFTs and create marketplace? So I went on an adventure to find plugins that can take care of my needs, and I have uncovered one plugin that seems to do a lot of that stuff that I was interested in doing, and that is WordPress Smart Contracts. So if you are interested in this, let's get started and let's do this.
We use money daily and we fail to understand the basics of the asset. To refuse to inform yourself is to subscribe to financial tyranny perpetrated not by banks, corporations, government, or technology, but by those of us who use it yet fail to understand it. It is then that we agree to the terms and unknowingly turn our assets into liabilities, allowing our possessions to possess us. But it is time to change. Welcome to Money Geeks.
The WordPress plugin that does a lot is by WP Smart Contracts, and the link is down in the notes. And what it does, it offers a few different functionalities. One of it is that I can create an NFT collection. I can create my own ERC-20. I can do a lot of different stuff. And with ERC-721, meaning NFTs being a really hot thing, I wanted to look into how do I add that to my WordPress. This particular plugin allows me to do a lot of different things and be able to create a standard NFT collection, which is just a basic ERC-21 contract, or I can create a marketplace, which gives me a bit more functionality. And then a third option is what they call Solka, which is the NFT token marketplace with royalties. And that being the hot thing, I decided to go around and play with that. So simply once you install the plugin, you can go in and get it started. Click on the create the smart contract, create the one that you want. You can choose different networks where you can deploy your smart contract to. There's many of the test networks such as Rinkeby, Ribston, Coven, Gurley, Arbitrum Testnet, Binance Testnet, Polygon Mumbai, Avalanche Testnet, XDAI, and so on. When we talk about the mainnets, you have equally as many options: Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Arbitrum, Binance, Polygon, Avalanche, Gnosis or XDAI, Phantom, Hecko, OKX, and so on. So there's a lot of different optionalities and functionalities that they give you, which is what I really like. So one of the things that I decided when we're testing, I prefer to use testnets. Typically, if I'm testing something on Ethereum, I'll go with Rinkeby. If I'm testing on Polygon, I will use their Mumbai. And by simply clicking on the network that I want to do, my MetaMask will pop up. If I'm not on the correct chain, it will ask me to switch it. If I'm on correct the chain, next thing happens is that the page comes up as if you're creating a brand new page, where you can put in the name of your collection, the name of your token. You can put something in the description. And then after that, right onto the side, you have the link to the documentation where you can read more about what you're trying to do. It's going to be called, it's going to be seen on the side. It's going to be called tutorials. So once I put in the description, once I put in my title, then I scroll down and I basically am able to put in my symbol, the name of the token. If because I'm creating a marketplace as well, I'm able to charge whether I'm going to take any of the royalties from the marketplace. And then of course, royalties from the token itself, because in this particular instance, I decided to go with their royalty smart chain. Now, one of the pieces to keep in mind after you add a wallet is that you have to put in an ERC-20 token for the royalty payments. It doesn't accept the native cryptocurrency. So if you are deploying on Ethereum, for example, putting ETH as an address is going to create an error. And while the token is going to deploy, the contract itself is going to deploy, it's not going to allow you to do much of anything else. So you can put an ERC20. Now, the ERC20 token can be a token that you created, or it could be one of the tokens that already exist, like, for example, Wrapped ETH, or you can do Matic, the ERC20. You can do LINK or any of the stable coins from DAI, USDC, Tether, and so on. So this really gives us a vast amount of functionality within the contract itself. And the plugin documentation also gives us some of the addresses, some of the more popular contracts that you can put in. You simply copy paste, and then you get to decide where the tokens will be paid to. You can put in your own contract address, or you can also put in, if you have a royalty payment contract, smart contract that basically splits the payments between the individuals, then you can do that as well. In my instance, I decided just to use my own personal address for testing purposes. But in the future, especially as we're talking about the investors and partners, then the royalty share contract will make sense for me. And I will put something in the description, because that is something that I am developing, creating right now, and putting it on the front end so that anybody can easily be able to utilize that. Once you complete all of that, you can decide who can mint and create, who can change stuff. It gives the optionality for OpenSea Link if you wanted to do that. And if you deploy on the mainnet, it automatically creates it. From there, you scroll down and you can click deploy. Now, if you have tokens, it will allow you to deploy. If not, then if you're deploying on mainnet, you're going to purchase some of the crypto. If you're doing the Matic, you're going to need Matic. If you're doing Ethereum, you're going to do Ethereum. Or you can also upload the contract that you've already deployed. Once it goes to deployment, it takes a little bit. It takes a few minutes for that to do that. You can go ahead and approve the contract. And so it's going to show it on Etherscan automatically. It's going to give you the address and you can go in and start creating. Now, one of the downsides that I've noticed with this particular plugin is that every time you mint, you're going to have to put in the name, the description, the different attributes, and you're not going to be able to get as creative with your attributes as you could if you were creating your own individualized contract. Now, they do offer that stuff an additional cost, but again, the rest of the stuff is free. So that's the downside. The other downside is that all of the images or files, whether you can do video, you can do audio, you can do images or documents themselves, but once you end up putting that in, it has to go into your WordPress database. So you're going to have to save it into your database, pull from there. It does give an optionality to put into the IPFS link, which is quite lovely. The one part that I still don't know and I haven't tested, and you probably can find out more when you read documentation, is whether they pin the IPFS or not. If you don't know, the IPFS allows for multiple computers to run it and showcase what you have saved on IPFS. However, if you don't pin it, which you can easily do through Pinata, for example, or through some of the other providers, if you don't pin it, after a few days, it disappears. The other piece that I noticed is that while the minted token will keep on to the IPFS, the display on your website is going to run out of your database. And so if you remove it from the database in your collection, you're going to see a card that is going to be basically blank. So that's something to keep in mind. Once you upload the information and the data, you'll have to put in all of the attributes, the categories, the name, the description, everything else, and simply be able to click save and mint. From there, your MetaMask is going to pop up, is going to ask you to approve the transaction, and then you give it a few seconds, and then it populates, and it automatically is generated on your WordPress website, which is pretty, pretty cool. From there, with the Solka one that I've done, I can burn, I can transfer, I can sell, or create an auction. If I put in for sale, it's going to generate a marketplace where people can go and buy. Or if I put in for an auction, I can put in what my minimum amount is, how long the auction is going to take, and then of course, where is all of the information going to go. From your website, you can also look at the JSON, or also known as the metadata file, that is basically a JSON object that you can look into that. You can go in and take a look at your contract on Etherscan and be able to learn more about how they do things and how it's all created. And of course, you can also edit stuff on the page right then and there, which is pretty cool. Different users, once you put it up for sale or for auction, can go in and they can bid on it or they can purchase it. Overall, the plugin is really, really good, and it does a lot of good stuff, especially knowing that it's absolutely free to put in and create. There have been other plugins that I have tried to play around with. Some of them are almost impossible to configure and set up. Others take very high technical knowledge to understand how to set it up. And then there are some that are just so complex and so complicated that I gave up before I even started using them. This one is very simple, very easy, and their documentation is very, very good, and it guides you through the process seamlessly and effortlessly, which is what I really like. What I don't like is, again, some of the functionalities that you lose when you're creating your own smart contract, where I can go in, create it, and put it to my own specifications, be able to mint however I want. So there's definitely some downside that you lose by using it on WordPress. But again, if you have a WordPress website and you're creating a marketplace, or you're wanting to add NFTs for your users, or you even want to tokenize some of the items that you have within your WordPress site, then this is a very, very cool plugin. All of the items of importance are down in the notes, and I do want to basically share with you that this is not something that I was paid to do. It was just a problem that I was trying to solve for myself, which is why I started to create this and decided, hey, this is pretty cool, it's pretty easy, and I wanted to share it with you. If this is interesting to you and you're enjoying it, do subscribe. I do enjoy getting more people in. And of course, you can also watch the presentation of the entire thing on my YouTube channel. Again, link is in the notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay forever money blessed. And do remember, you are only one deal away.